Thank you, Hillary, for offering the word today. And now, let us pray. Hear us, O Shepherd of our hearts, as we turn to you in prayer, as we turn to you for guidance. More than ever, in a world where fear and ignorance guide the choices of many, we need a reminder of who you would have us be, people of love, peace, and justice. Speak your word this day. Show us again in Christ how to turn from pride and arrogance to sharing your abundant love. We ask this and all things in the name of Christ, our companion and guide. Amen. So over the past few weeks, we've gone from wrestling with God to trusting God wholeheartedly. And this week we are called to respond, called to speak, called to act. In the gospel reading for today, we have two connected stories about what makes us holy, what makes us righteous, what makes us good and bad people. The first is focused on food and cleanliness laws, and the second on how we respond to those in need as we strive to be the people who follow in Christ's own way. In the first reading, Jesus is responding to something that happens outside of what was in the reading today. Pharisees have come to chastise Jesus about the actions of his followers, questioning him, asking him why his disciples defy the traditions of the elders. Specifically, they are concerned with the fact that the disciples were not washing their hands before eating. And to the thinking of the Pharisees, that makes them unclean. It defiles them. To the crowd that has gathered, to the disciples, to the Pharisees that have confronted him, Jesus shoots back. He says, no, it is not what goes in that defiles a person, because it goes into the stomach and then out into the sewer. Instead, he says, it is what comes out that defiles a person, because what comes out is what comes from the heart. It shows the truth of a person and what they actually feel and believe. Now, despite what Christ is saying here, wash your hands. Definitely wash your hands. I think that what he is saying is that whether or not you wash your hands does not change the fact that you are a good or bad person. However, washing your hands does keep you and others safe, both at regular times in our lives and at heightened times like these. So yes, wash your hands. But that encouragement from me to wash your hands doesn't change the fact that Jesus is speaking to more than just the crowd, the disciples, or the Pharisees. He's speaking to us, to you, to all who hear or read the word. He's saying to all of us that it is not what we take in that makes us holy or righteous. Rather, it is what we put out into the world, how we act, what we say that betrays the truth of our heart. Christ reminds us here of just how important it is that we respond in love to the world that is so conditioned to respond in hate or fear. And this is just as important for us to hear as it is for anyone, because being Christian, following the way of Christ, is about more than coming to worship, more than praying, singing, praying some more, and listening. Those things can definitely help you on the way, but ultimately it is your response to situations in the world that define who you are as a person of faith, as a Christian, as a follower of the way. It is how we live our lives as Christians that matters. It is what we say. It is what we do. It is how we make decisions as individuals or as a group, how those decisions affect those around us, and how we feel and respond to how people are affected by the choices that we have made. It's a lot of work. It's important work. And we see some of that lived out in the second part of our reading, both responding in a way that defiles who we are, but also responding in a way that makes us good and holy and whole people. Here we see an uncharacteristic side of Christ, uncharacteristic because he seems uncaring, even ignorant to the issues that the Canaanite woman is crying out about. She is dogging him, begging for him to hear her cries, doing everything that she can for her daughter. And he is ignoring her. And worse, when he does acknowledge her, he likens her and her people to dogs compared to him and his people and the people that he has come to serve. It isn't until she captures him in a clever trap of puns that Jesus stops what he is doing and truly turns to acknowledge this woman and her plight. In that moment, he changes his perspective. Maybe he even changes his mission to include more than just the Israelites. This is perhaps the most amazing thing in this reading, because this woman, a woman who is both unclean and unworthy according to Jewish tradition, changes the mind of Christ. And he changes his mind without a fight. He turns, acknowledges the woman, and sees the faith that is within her, that is pouring out of her. How many of us would so willingly, so readily change our minds when faced with new and convicting information? A lot of us would like to believe that we would be reasonable, that we would allow ourselves to be swayed by a different perspective if it was compelling enough. But the lived reality of so many of us is that we stick to our guns, that we defend, even against really strong logic, our position, because, well, it's our position. It's ours. We can't give it up. We're a stubborn lot, to be sure. And yet there exists within us, just as it did within Christ, the capacity to see the perspective of the other, to allow ourselves to be changed by that perspective and those experiences. We just get in the way of ourselves a lot of the time. We think that the perspective that we have, the flag that we have planted, is the only one worth having, the only one worth defending, and we will do logical loop-de-loops to try and prove that. But in our reading today, we are taught something different, and we are afforded a different way. The first part of our reading reminds us that it is what we say and how we act that defines us as people of faith, and so we should be wary of how we live that out. If we say that we are people who magnify the love of God for all, we had better darn well do that in all that we say and do. The second part of the reading shows us how important it is to both be aware of how what we say and do affects the world around us, and also the value of an open mind and an open heart. As right or righteous as we feel, sometimes the choices that we make hurt those around us. And when we know that, when we come to know that, we should be open to adjusting our path. So as we prepare to go from this place, let us be keenly aware of what we put out into the world. Our faith is one that teaches us to spread love and care, to fight injustice, and to give of ourselves when we find our kindred in this world suffering. if we instead use our faith to separate ourselves from one another, or worse, diminish or harm our neighbors, then either what we believe has become something broken, or we are ignoring our faith and what we have been taught. From both stories, we learn what it means to be better people as we both try to live into our faith and partner with others in this world. So let us go, seeking to put our best selves in the world, following Christ on the road of love and compassion. Let us go, seeking our brothers, sisters, kindred in this world to share who we are and the gifts that we have been given. Let us go, and never forget, wash your hands. Amen.